On the day of Krishna birth, Yashoda Maiya ordered Krishna. Ordered Krishna, "My dear son, today is your birthday. I want to worship cows and calf. So bring a calf here. Cow is here." Krishna went very near his house, very healthy calves were there. They were as white as
swan,
more than that. And it was so healthy, very little, but so healthy, jumping here and there. And Krishna took that gala in his hand,
neck
in his hand, and wanted to drag it to mother. That calf was not coming, and he did his four legs like that in front, not to come. And Krishna wanted to that person. So there is a big wrestling between them. Anyhow, Krishna brought in his
courtyard,
and Krishna saw that there is hanging butter pot. Water came from Krishna's mouth, and he wanted to take butter. How to take butter? Because it was
high,
he could not.
Krishna could not reach there.
There should be anything, but there was no guard.
Mortar.
So he wanted to use that calf.
Yes, sir.
So that riding on that, and he will take. So when he pacified that big calm and quiet, and he wanted to
jump on that,
at once that
calf
jumped up,
running,
and Krishna catching the vessel. Mother. Krishna can jump whole world, but now he was helpless. He was weeping loudly, tears were coming, mother, save me. At once mother came and said, "Oh, he's here. I told him to bring that calf, and he is
hanging.
Why you are?" And took his... "Should I give you one stick?
You will stay here.
I will not
touch you,
and you should be like that." Then Krishna began more and more. Then she took Krishna. So these sweet pastimes. So all the gopis, in the morning, churning their
jugar,
card. Always what they do? Gopi, brooming their houses, cleaning their houses, but the heart and mind very it was. And chanting, and one chant, "Govinda." Gopi was cooking for her child and her husband. But what she was doing? cooking, but chanting Govinda. Cleaning the cloth of Krishna, holding, going like this, and what doing? In the morning, his son was weeping so loudly on the bed, and she going like this, but sleep, my boy, my son, sleep, but not telling Govinda. That all a bird like parrot, and they can speak like human. In India, I've seen here, I don't know. But India, if anyone teach them, Ram, Ram, चित्रकूट की घाट पे वैशंतन की भीड़ तुलसीदास चंदन घिसे लाइक दिस एंड दे विल स्पीक ऑल होल सेंटेंस द गोपीज आर इन द मॉर्निंग टेलिंग गिविंग सम and telling, oh parrot, oh shuk, repeat me, Govinda Damo Dharmaya Vedi, Govinda Damo Dharmaya Vedi, Govinda Damo Dharmaya Vedi, Govinda Damo Dharmaya Vedi. Someone giving something to cows, milking cows, only that. They did not know when night is going, when day is passing, when night coming, when going, never. They are all so happy. So if you want to be happy, like gopis, you will have to do like this all day, all night. Observing, totally in Krishna, chanting in the name. How it will come? Only it can come in the association of any good, qualified Vaishnava, whose life is like that. That can be. Otherwise, never it will come. So if you like that, then you should try to follow books. Friends were like so, but not observed like gopis. So we should always try to be objective. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He will sing the songs of Phalgun, Holi. Holi, you know, in the Praja, in especially in Nandagaon and Barsana, birthplaces of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. They sing and dance very sweet. So she will, now Vasant has come and passed, and Holi is coming, Phalgun month is coming. So she will sing any kirtan and you should. She is telling that. There was a very holy function in Barsana. Two parties were there. All the young boys of Nandagaon and all the young girls of Barsana were there. And all had so much gulab, you know? Gulab?
Colors.
So much. And all were prepared to
throw each other.
One gopi is telling to boil party. Oh, remember, this is Barsana Holi, not Nandagaon. What is that? Today, we will forcibly make you like girls. We will keep food, all the dresses, we will take your dresses. And we will
put
sari and all these things. You. And curd here,
yes.
You know, and we will do
throw
and all curd will go on there. And then you will see, remember, they are telling to Krishna that we will make you possibly girls and throw stones on your vessel and you will then take bath in that, being a girl. And then we will tell that it used to go and keep your heads on the lotus feet of Srimati Radha. You will have to do possibly. So remember, this is Barsana Holi. Why? Krishna is telling. Right. Any gopi is telling. That I have been. Look at. Krishna has looked at me. That and my everything, my shame, my everything, my heart, he has taken. Any gopi tell me how? What he can? Say telling that one with all gopis either coming and in the middle away where there are two mountains, there is very
narrow
passing. All copy escape and then run away. Only one now caught by that Kalija Krishna. And he took my butter forcibly. And he also
broke my pitter. He twisted my arm also.
And he told that you will have to play Holi with me. And he began to give
so much color
on me, on my mouth and everywhere. In the midnight he came and told that I want to play Holi with you. And he began to put so much color. So Sakhi, Vishyam is so
naughty.
And he had taken my everything. This sambar.
This incident.
This pastime.
What? Yeah.
Spread over whole Praja. And that knew that I alone was playing Holi with him. So, always clapping and
They're making jokes on me.
Jokes on me. That you place holy with Krishna. So my everything he has looted. My heart, my love, affection and everything.
Reputation of.
But in the meantime, his heart is so happy that daily it should be with me. Gaur Premanande.
When Krishna comes in this world, in any form, then there must be Baldev Prabhu with him. क्या कहा?
साढ़े आठ बजने वाले.
मैंने हमने क्या कहा? अभी अभी क्या क्लास में कह रहा?
टीवी साढ़े आठ बजे समझा रहे
हैं. मैंने अभी हमें क्या हटाम? Baldev Prabhu, he became Lakshman. Lakshman wanted to serve him. But he has so many difficulties. I am gave him so what?
Difficult order. Difficult instructions.
Strict order.
Strict orders. So many upset orders. He became upset. Acha. 5 minutes.
When Lord Ram.
When Maharaj Dasarath ordered that Ram should go
to forest,
to forest.
For 14 years.
Then he became so furious.
Wanted
to give him in jail or want to
kill him.
Kill him. Why? Because he was controlled by his wife. Kaikai. Maharaj Dasarath did not wanted to give Ram to forest. But he was so much controlled that he has no swatantra,
independence
to do anything. So Kaikai controlled him so much. So he became furious. Oh, a king like my father, now I will not tell him father. I want to kill him. Controlled, to be controlled in wife, not harmful, not good, bad. But if the wife is, or lady, woman is controlling
Bekarka.
Against what?
Useless.
Useless.
Uselessly.
Not for benefit of anyone, and it is against of law, then he should not be controlled. Krishna was controlled by Gopi, but he told that you may go. Then they were controlled. So Lakshman became upset. Went to Ram and told that I want to kill this king and also these sons Bharata and Shatrughna with Kaikai. And don't do so. Then he became more. What to do? But I have to follow him.
Younger brother.
So this time. Also when Ram was going to forest.
The deer. Catch the golden deer.
And he wanted to go with Ram. But first Sita Kaikai told that she should also take red cloth and saffron cloth and
light
of sannyasi, she should go. At this Lakshman became so furious and wanted to kill Kaikai, but Ram told, she is mother, you cannot do this. So at this time also. Early, when Bharat came from his material uncle, house and went to Chitrakoot with so many soldiers. Then Lakshman wanted to attack Bharata and to kill. But Ram also
pacify him.
Wait a little and then see what is the
situation.
Also when Ram told that, O Sita, I have not fought for you. Where so many months in
Ravan's custody.
Ravan
Ravan's custody.
Custody. Now I cannot keep you. You want, you should go wherever you want. But I will not take you. At that time, Lakshmana is watching and wanted to tell Ram that what wrong she has done. You should not do. But he short words Lakshman Ram and told that you should not speak anything, any word. Also when in the last Ram ordered, after coming Ajodhya, after 11,000 years, he again told that take Sita and take it in forest forever. At that time he became so furious. Why you are doing so? So Lakshmana was upset and he wanted that I will be elder brother and he will be
younger
and then I will order him not to follow his orders. That is why he became Baldev.
Not new one. Transfer was done by Yogamaya from womb of...
What became...
Oh, same womb.
What became in the case of Krishna? He came first in the jail, in the womb of Devaki and appeared as four-handed there. And also in Gokul, he took birth. No?
Yeah.
And again, by Vasudev Maharaj, he was taken to Gokul and both mixed. Krishna took his part or manifestation, 400 Krishna, emerged into him and both became
one.
In the same way, when Baldev Prabhu was 7 years...
Months.
Huh?
7 months.
7 months in the womb of Devaki. Then Yogamaya took it where? In Gokul, in the womb of Roni has also 7 months womb there also. And both mixed together. Here, there was no womb. Where? In the jail, in Devaki. You know? And it was kept in the womb of Rohini. So this Baladev, son of Vasudev and Devaki, was mixed into the womb of Rohini, where Baladev Prabhu was from, originally he was there, and became one. And after 14 months, Krishna came after 8 months. And whereas Baldev Prabhu, after 14 months.
2 7-month periods.
Huh?
Because 7 months.
7 months there.
And then another 7 months.
7 months. And he was only how many days? Elder to Krishna.
8 days.
8 days.
Yeah, there's a full moon and Krishna's.
Yes, like this.
And the Purnima to Ashtami.
But the Prabhu came in Purnima and Krishna came later on, after 8 days only. Anyone could not know this fact.
So this is how we explain that actually Yashoda Devi is the real mother of Krishna. And Rohini is the real mother of Baladev.
Yeah.
Because actually, they did give complete pregnancy, full pregnancy of 8 months and 14 months.
Yeah. For the functions of Baladev Prabhu in Krishna pastime, first, he killed
Dhenukasu.
Like a guru. Secondly,
Vrindavan Vasu.
Huh?
Pralamba.
Pralambasu. Mm. Then?
Vivida.
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 Vivida is gorilla. Gorilla.
Okay. In Dwarka. Vivid in Dwarka, not in Brazil. And what more?
Romarshan.
He killed Romarshan.
Romarshan.
He
performed Ras.
He was friendship with Duryodhan and he taught him club. When Duryodhan disobeyed him and he told that I will not set free what Krishna's son who was married to Duryodhan's daughter.
Lakshmana and Samba.
He went there that he should bring Samba and his wife, both, with so many presentation. Then Duryodhan and all were so much angry. Then Brahmadev Prabhu what did?
He
took
his
whole Hastinapur on the plow's end and wanted to
throw it into Jamuna.
Jamuna. Then they came holding their hands. What more? One interesting story.
Jamuna.
How Krishna and Baladev Prabhu wanted to give his
sister
what name? Subhadra to
Duryodhana.
But Krishna anyhow by trick he changed all this program. No? So
how is it possible that Baladev did not recognize Arjun in the sannyas base?
Yeah.
When Arjun came to
in disguise he came as
to kidnap sannyas. Subhadra and he came as sannyasi. Why Baladev Prabhu could not recognize him?
Because Jogmaya of Krishna.
Even covering
Baladev. Like when Brahma came and stolen away all the boys and calves, Baladev Prabhu 1 year he could not know anything. Why? He was controlled by Jogmaya of Krishna and he told himself, oh, whose Maya is this? That so many cowherd and boys? It may not be goddesses, not be any. Oh, I am saying that you are himself, all the boys and calves. Oh, it is your Jogmaya. Otherwise, I have known it first. So here also. Uncovered anyone to Baladev also, Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, all the friends, by his Jogmaya, and himself he is controlled by his Jogmaya. By his Jogmaya, he never thinks that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is from his Jogmaya. Jogmaya, he is most obedient servant. Krishna wishes anything and whole program is done by
Yogamaya.
Krishna never knows yet what is done by. So it was Jogmaya. Boliye?
Baladev is senior.
Eh?
Subhadra is junior sister.
Baladev? What is
younger junior sister, Subhadra, then Baladev.
Yeah, younger.
So she can. She
thinks
she controls,
she can cover everything.
Yeah.
He's saying that Subhadra is Yoga Maya.
No.
That's what he's saying.
Yes. Yoga Maya himself is Srimati Radhika's
extension.
Expansion. Manifestation.
So how do we know Subhadra?
Like Purnima.
Sometimes it's said that Subhadra is like Yoga Maya, so she's like Kala of Yoga Maya. What is her position in relationship to Yogamaya, Subhadra?
Like manifestation. Like Tulsi is manifestation of Vrinda. Like Vrinda. What is the difference between Vrinda and Yogamaya? Purnima? Both are manifestation. Both are Yogamaya. Because they meet all the conditions, any soul to any gopis go to Krishna. This is function. And Vrindavalli? Only gopis to Krishna. same thing, but some little vaishishtya.
Speciality.
A speciality. A speciality is not difference. Same thing, but some, it seems that some difference.
What is the difference between bhakti?
Now you should go and read in books. I'm telling more than 1 hour. I should take rest. Go, Brahmanandi.
Krishna.
Who can answer?
Vasudev Krishna is always situated within Krishna of Braj.
Yeah. Always. All the always. Incarnations and Ansa, Kala, Vikala, all are always in Krishna. That is why he is Purna, Purnatama.
He is most complete.
Swayam Bhagavan. Always. Sometimes he takes them out, sometimes. Always.
Within him.
Yeah. Never anywhere. He maybe give some brief things.
Yeah.
Not anywhere in that
aspect.
And Vishwarupa is like somewhat Mahasankarsana. Very auspicious day, but the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In the morning, we discussed so many things about the tattva of Nityananda. Now, so many devotees will tell anything about his pastimes. Pastimes. We have discussed it also that Nityananda Prabhu is same as Sri Baladeva Prabhu. Not of Dwarka Baladev, not of Mathuresh Baladev, but he is himself as the Baladev in Vrindavan, Deshan of Rohini Devi. He is also Akhanda Guru Tattva. How he descended to this Kali Yuga, going all over India in on pilgrimage to all over India, and how he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he sprinkled his mercy to most wretched fellow Jagai and Madai. How he dealt with Buddhiraja, who sent a prostitute to Haridas Thakur,
Ramchandra Khan.
And how he sprinkled his mercy to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami at Panihar. How he met Srila Rupa Goswami and sprinkled his mercy on Rupa Goswami to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will explain the boyhood of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. You? Boyhood. Play. The pastimes of Ram, Krishna, Nrisimha and all others. And he used to play the part of Lakshman, Baladev Prabhu and their parts. So, once he was playing, he divided his party into two. One party was Ravan,
demons,
and other party Ram, and he became Lakshman. He told that we should play Ram Leela. How Dasarath Maharaj gave order Ram to go in
jungle.
And how he went with Sita and Lakshman to Chitrakoot and Dandakaranya. They played all. In Dandakaranya, Sita was stolen by Ravan. They also played like this. And he was playing the role of Lakshman. Then Ram invaded Lanka with all monkeys. Lakshman also went with Ram to Lanka. There, they are fighting with Ravan. Ravan has so many sons. One of the sons was Meghnad. Why Meghnad? His roaring was like
clouds.
And he was so strong. So, Meghnad. Nad means?
Presumption.
So, Lakshman was fighting with Meghnad, and Meghnad has a very strong Shakti, power. And he, on his arrow, he
released it to
Lakshman. And Lakshman was fainted. He has told before all his companions, friends, that when Meghnad will make me injury, I will be senseless. And then you are Hanuman, you should go to Himalayas and bring Sanjeevani Bhuti. And he heard, very powerful. And it should be given in my nose. At once I will get up. But boys, when Nityananda Prabhu became injured and he became senseless, all the boys became upset and they forget. And they were trying that Nityananda should not die, he should come again in senses. So they were bringing water here and there, but they forget that we should call Hanuman, and Hanuman we go and bring the herb. So all were so upset. Then they went to old persons in village, and some villager, intelligent and old, came, and they began to ask what he was doing. He was fighting. With whom?
Meghna.
What he has told before? Any direction he has given? Then they
remember
that, oh, he has told that Hanuman should go to Himalaya and he should bring harbor. And at once quickly that old person told Hanuman, though who was playing the part of Hanuman, you should go to Himalaya and bring that whole mountain. And he brought whole mountain. He could not recognize what herb was there. The whole mountain was taken by him. And then Sushena Vadyavan of Lanka came and took the herb and gave it to the nose of Nityananda. He at once quickly gave it. Not only this, so many pastimes, always doing with boys. And when he became at the age of 12, Any sannyasi?
Mendicant.
Came. He told to his father that I want to go in pilgrimage of whole India, past places. Can you give your this boy to me? And he began to weep. But anyhow, he remembered the past of Ramachandra and Vasishtha Lakshman. What was that?
Vishwamitra.
Once Vishwamitra came to Ram, to Dasarath Maharaj, and he did so much honor to him. Next day, he was ready to go to his ashram, but he told that, O Maharaj Dasarath, I am so much disturbed by the demons in my ashram. So I want that you should send Ram and Lakshman with me, and they will guard there. Dasarath was not ready to give. Anyhow, Vasishtha Maharaj came and he
convinced
and told that you should give Ram and Lakshman with him. They are not
ordinary
person, boys. You should not worry for that. But he sent Bharat and Shatrughna with Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra thought that these are Rama and Lakshman. But when he went some forward, then Vishwamitra wanted to test whether king has cheated me or not. So he told to Ram and Lakshman, and Bharat and Shatrughna, that from here there are two ways to go to my ashram. One way is very short, but very dangerous, full of so many demons and wild animals. They can attack us. And the next way is very long route, but
free from
all dangers. In what way you want to go? They told that we want to go by a safe place, safe way. No harm, it will take so much time and long way, no harm. But he, Vishwamitra, was not satisfied and he thought that these are not Rama and Lakshman. He returned to kingdom and told to Maharaj Dasarath, he became so angry that you have cheated. These are not Ram and Lakshman. If you are not going, then I will curse you and I will turn whole kingdom in ashes. Again Vasishtha came and he told Maharaj that you should give Ram and Lakshman. It will be very mangal,
auspicious
for you, your kingdom, and for Ram and Lakshman. There will be no harm. Then he said, again, Vishwamitra asked from two boys that from here my ashram is so near and also so
large.
There are two ways, one very safe and one very dangerous, full of demons and so much things. So, in what way we should go? Ram and Lakshman told, I don't fear from anyone. I want that shortest route should be taken. And then he knew that, oh, they are Ram and Lakshman. In the way, Ram suited
Taruka
and also Marich and all others.
Subahu.
From there, Ram took a bow of grass and took a grass's arrow made and quickly he shooted to
Marich.
Marich, and from thousand
5,000 or more that miles, he quickly fall down on the Bay of Lanka, there. Anyhow, he was escaped, only to first Sita story. So, remember this story, and anyhow he gave. Nityananda Prabhu took that, sannyasi. He took him and went through whole India. In South India, up to Kanyakumari, in West, he went to Dwarka. In Pandharpur, there is a place. In South India, near Pune. Have you heard the name of Pune? Pune, Bombay, nearer to that. And there, he left Nityananda Prabhu, who he was. Some tell that he was Lakshmipati. Lakshmipati Tirtha, in the line of Srila Madhvacharya. Nityananda Prabhu told that I want to be initiated by you. And he also told that I have seen a dream in night. I'm giving initiation to you. Nityananda Prabhu told that what mantra you are giving, I want to tell this mantra, I know that this mantra you will give me. So I want to tell you in your...